Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is Twisted Up Thursday, horny. Ain't nothing around here throwback Thursday for me. Oh, no, I'm not throwing nothing back. I'm twisting everything up. It's June the 2nd, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have members in the East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Now, listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two versions, one infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold, and Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. Steve Gum will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, June the 7th through the 12th at the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo at 900 Camp Street. Listen, you can get your sip on in New Orleans. Now, listen, it's just a sample. You ain't coming down to New Orleans to get a whole boatload of Gumba Rum. No, it ain't going to work that like that. You're just going to get a sip. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword, The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And on today, I do have with me the lovely artist, TM47. Listen, he got some bad music. Yes, he's going to tell us all about his music. He is an artist based in Phoenix-based artist. He is a rapper, vocalist. He began making his music in middle school, y'all. Middle school as a young child. Now, honey, when I was in middle school, all I was trying to do was get some ice cream. I ain't want nothing but some ice cream. I wasn't thinking about nothing but, Mom, can I have ice cream? Go. Now, listen, y'all. He's going to tell us all about why he got into music. This is TM47. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good today. It's a nice day off.
Wonderful. Is your day off?
Yeah, I got a day off today. Just hanging out.
Oh, okay. Just hanging out. So now how would you like to be addressed? TM47 or?
You can call me TM47. You can call me Devin as well. That's my first name.
Okay.
You can call me whatever feels comfortable.
And let me ask you, what does the TM stand for?
It comes from a game that's Pokemon or whatever, and I used to play it a lot as a kid, and it stands for technical machine, and
okay.
What like those do in the game, it teaches like your. It teaches a move to whoever you're giving it to. And in the first game I ever played, it was Pokemon Red. It taught the move Explosion. And I was TM47. And I use that essentially as, like, a prediction for, like, my career. Like, my career is going to explode. Sounds stupid, but yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That is incredible. Now, tell me, I love your song. Your song is really, really hot. I love it. The one that we did a promotion, Try to Leave, I love that song. And I know in your bio, you talked about you use music. Let me go back just a little bit. You were diagnosed with autism and ADHD. And so what you did was use it as a way, put a positive spin in it and try to take a unique perspective to translate it into music.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, 100%. I try to I don't want my what I've been diagnosed with to like hold me back in life, you know? And I want to give positivity and inspiration to people like me, like kids who feel hopeless with their diagnosis, and I make music to let them know that, you know, you can do anything. You don't limitations, they don't exist. You just gotta let yourself, you know, flourish in whatever like you want to do, whether that's like music or whatever career you want to set yourself on. That's my main goal, my music, to bring, you know, some sort of inspiration to those who need it the most.
Absolutely, and you do a very good job, and I totally understand, you know, not letting your diagnosis hold you back, and you want to be able to achieve everything, and so I totally understand, I totally get it. And the reason why I can relate to what you're saying, I have it on my profile and on the website, a little bit of my story and what happened, you know, along my journey. I had to kind of rebuild my life because I went from being a dingless student in college to being a person with a disability because I had an aneurysm, and it just shook my whole world up, and, you know, I just had to start all over again, and that can really put you in a tailspin. And so I understand what you mean, and I ended up with all these different diagnoses because of the aneurysm, and it was just like relearning everything, and it was just terrible. So, but I didn't want it to stop me. You know, just like you explained a little earlier, I still went ahead and finished college and did everything I had to do, and I was not going to give up. So I understand what you're saying, you know, about the music and not letting a diagnosis and what happened hinder you or stop you. We got to keep on going ahead, keep on moving forward.
Absolutely.
And so what's the next project that you have? What's the next goal that you have with your music?
Well, right now I am, my album, My Good Friend Karma, comes out on June 17th. So that's in like, 3 weeks, I think.
Okay.
And Arizona is in that album as well as a lot of tracks that deal with sort of similar topics of not letting your diagnosis get the better of you. And then after that, I plan to relax a little bit because I've spent a very long time on this album. And after that, I can't really say too much, but I got a lot in the works right now. It's going to be a big TM47 year.
Oh, wow. Exciting. Yeah. I love it. Now tell me, I'm going to play the song Try to Leave, and the listening audience, kind of let them know what the song is about and the story behind the song.
I call it Arizona because the hook to me it means a lot of things to me, but one of the big things to me is especially in Arizona, the music scene here kind of feels so, it's tight, and it's hard to like really reach out outside of your state. Like at least in Arizona, the only people I know that have made it past like the fan base in Arizona to like reach bigger audiences is like maybe Injury Reserve, and that's basically it. And it feels impossible to like leave that space. So I wrote that hook and that song to kind of voice my frustrations. And it's also a song about just, it can relate to like anyone who's feeling that they're in like a situation they just cannot get out of. But and with the words at the end of the hook, you gotta find a way, you know, even if you feel that you're like so constricted or whatever, and you're feeling like there's no way out of this situation you're in, there's no way out of Arizona, there's no way out of, you know, maybe your relationship or something, or a job you hate, at the end of the day, you just got to find a way to get out of there, find a way to, like, you know, heal yourself, give yourself the inspiration to just flourish in whatever setback you have. And that's basically the inspiration behind the song.
Okay, all right. Well, let's take a listen. You guys, we're going to listen in. This is Arizona, Tried to Leave. Take a listen, take a listen.
Every time I try to leave, you always go. My all, so give me my chance, God answer my call.
Every time I try to leave, you always go, put a hold on me. I wanna go, just let me try, wanna put up a fight. Been so long, I'm never right, always wrong. If I stay, always away. Gotta find a
please, lake don't blow over. Please, pain don't show. It's over. Cause I'm contemplating like a rock in a hard place. I'm debating. Here's music to future the drama waiting. Cause I've been thinking, I don't know. Thought it was already over. Please don't go. I'm stuck and I'm riding. I barely got on. But I watch on. I'm watching the day go. Because I don't even say so. You're scraping all this pain from all these broken bones. Been bald for so long, walking along this lonesome road. I'm waking up cause I'm shaking up till I'm raising up to the praises, up to the graces, up to the praise of God.
Every time I try to leave, you always go, put a hold on me. I wanna go, just let me try. Wanna put
that song. I love that song. I really do. I love it. And you really have a really, really great singing voice. Absolutely phenomenal. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what makes it kind of difficult to get out of Arizona?
I've been trying to figure that out myself. It's weird. Like, the algorithm just doesn't quite hit as hard for Arizona-based artists on, like, the internet and stuff I've seen. And it's for some reason, your viewership doesn't really go outside of, you know, Arizona. Maybe it goes into, like, a couple small states, so that's about it. And it's funny because with this song, it's all about, you know, feeling stuck in Arizona. But after this drop, I didn't really expect much out of this single. I didn't really expect it to get really huge. But I was told by my team yesterday that we hit number 28 on the UK hip-hop charts. And I was blown away, like, wow, the algorithm finally reached outside of my state. I've just been blown away by this whole experience. But yeah, generally it is really difficult to get outside of Arizona, and I don't know if that's because the want for Arizona-based music is there, or if like the just people aren't really ready for that stuff yet. But yeah.
Well, I do want to say this, congratulations, and I'm really not surprised, because it is a great song. It really is a great song, and that's a really huge accomplishment. Hitting number 28, that is awesome.
Yeah, I had no idea we're gonna hit those kind of numbers, but yeah, whether the song got like 28 or just if it didn't get any views at all, I would still be just as happy in the day. I don't really do this stuff for like any sort of attention or like money or views or whatever. I just put it out because music is healing. It heals me personally, and I know my music impacts people I know. For people who are finding me for the first time, they hear my music, they feel inspired. That's my success right there. People who feel, you know, just if your day gets better by listening to me, that's success to me. So that's all I value.
Okay. So now, do you have a website, or where can we find you online?
I am on Spotify, I'm on Apple Music, I'm pretty much everywhere. Just look up TM47 on pretty much any streaming service. I'm on YouTube as well. You can also find me on Instagram and TikTok, Twitter, under the handle TM47Official.
Okay. I'm going to be checking that out on YouTube as well. So now, the album that you're working on now, when is the release date?
The release date is June 17th, and the name of the album is My Good Friend Karma.
Okay. So that's coming up, My Good Friend Karma. I'm going to be looking for that. I know it's going to be really, really juicy. Now, are you going to run a promotion, any particular date that you want to start getting the music out there, or are you just going to kind of wait for that date, that release date of 17th?
We got some plans for the upcoming weeks. I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, our promo is going to be pretty. We're going to get people listening on this, because I do feel like this album can connect with like a lot of people. So I just want to inspire as many people as I can. And yeah, we got some huge plans for this album.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Anticipation. Yes. And also, do you have a music video attached to the song Arizona Try to Leave?
Working out on it right now as we speak.
Okay.
I don't have a release date yet, but we're thinking like around the same day as the album. But if I hear any different, I will announce it on my social medias, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that.
You know what? I don't want to scare you. But listen, you know something? I was listening to your voice, and a long time ago I had someone on the show. His name was Mikey Wax. I know you probably never heard of him, but he's really, really huge in the music industry. You might want to look him up and just kind of check him out, because and on this show, this happens a lot, you know, where different individuals come on the show and I just kind of somehow spirit shows up. I don't know if you believe in spirituality or things like that, but I am telling you, when you were talking, I was like, oh my God, he is like the next Mikey Wax. I don't know if you ever heard of him before, or if you've ever, are you familiar with Mikey Wax? Or
the name does sound a bit familiar. I might have to look him up to refresh my memory, but yeah, he does definitely sound familiar.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a little something here. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a little Mikey Wax. Ooh, I haven't did this before, but listen. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play a little song, and I'm going to see if I can get some Mikey Wax music, and I'm going to tell y'all about this, honey, because this is where you're going now. Give me a minute. I'm going to play a little music. Don't go. Matter of fact, I'm going to play Arizona once again while I get something good for you. Hold on. You guys, now listen. Listen. Y'all know. Now, before this show became the Fierce Female Network, it was WSF Radio. A lot of different guests came on, and Michael Wax came on. When I was first getting started with WSF Radio, way back in the days, in 2007, I met Mikey when he was first singing. I met him at the television station. He was going on the news, and he was doing the break, and he was doing the show, and we were chit-chatting. That's how I first met him, to make a long story short. He says, I never even thought I could sing. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. And so I was like, you got to be kidding. So he went on the show. He did his song, and I met his manager, which was his brother. And so he ended up coming on here, and yada, yada, yada. He's a big thing right now. So listen, I'm going to tell you some more about that. But now this is Arizona. Try to leave the artist once again. It's TM47. Y'all better check this out and pin this date on your calendar, because y'all know it always happens. Y'all take a listen. This is... All right. Listen. So smooth. You know something. The artist TM47 is just so smooth. He really is. Now, what I did find was Mikey Wax on Lift Me Up. It's geared up right now. So listen, I got some more music for you. And Lift Me Up is queued up. I'm going, oh, this is really sweet, y'all. This is sweet, sweet, sweet. So listen, this one is Let's Begin. That's a little, it's a different genre, but I'm coming right back to Mikey Wax. We're going to do this right here and right now. Y'all check this out. Check it out.
This song will automatically shut down the system.
Let's begin. Okay. Let's begin. Okay. Let's begin.
Honey, you the next big thing. Did you know that? Did you know that?
What was that, sorry?
You the next big thing. Did you know that?
I did not know that before this single. It feels more possible.
Yeah. This is really sweet. Listen, I got about 3 minutes left in this episode, so listen, this is such a treat. Now, what happens on this show, a lot of times different artists come on this show, and, you know, I'm not sure if you're a spiritual person or anything like that, but sometimes what happens when artists come on the show and they're really talented or gifted, you know, I'll begin to tell them what their career, how their career is going to take a different turn, and I'm telling them they'll come back to the show and tell me, you know, this really did happen, such and such and such. And so I had one young lady that come on the show. Her music was great, and I told her, you know what, your music sounds like it could be attached to a TV show. And 2 years later, it was attached to CSI, so her music is a soundtrack for CSI. And so I'm going to play just a little bit of Mikey Wax, and this is You Lift Me Up. It's the remix verse, but it'll give you an idea. Just hold on. Here we go. This is You Lift Me Up.
Like a picture on the wall, and now I know how to steer. I'm not afraid if I should fall, yeah. It took some tears though, but together we were strong, and now I feel a burning beat inside my heart. And I feel alive for the first time in my life, oh baby, I feel alive tonight. No turning back now, we're going live.
Yeah.
All right, all right. That's a little bit of Mikey Wax, Lift Me Up. Now, that's the remix version. I know it's a little bit different than Arizona, but the voice, the quality of the voice is what I'm listening to. And he does have some other music that's along the lines of Arizona that's soft and softer. He has a lot of music like that. So I'm telling you, TM47, you're heading in that direction.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like I've heard him before, actually. I feel like I've heard him before. I don't remember where, but, yeah, I definitely remember that voice from somewhere, dude.
Okay. Well, he has a number of albums out, and he's real hugely popular. He has a lot of music, and people just love him. They just really love him. And I'm telling you, you're going to be just like that, where people just love what you're doing, love what you're putting out, and you're like that teddy bear. You're like that soft teddy bear that everybody just want to hug, because your music just makes us all feel so great and feel so good.
Well, I certainly hope I can connect to as many people as I can. At the end of the day, I just do this to help people, heal.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's a great thing. That's great. Now, listen, I am pretty much out of town. Is there any last words or remarks that you want to give to the listening audience that's listening all over?
For sure. My song Arizona, Try to Leave, is out now on all streaming services. My album comes out June 17th. I'd like to shout out Levi Cox, the feature on Arizona. He's a genius. He engineered the entirety of my album, so watch out for that as well. And have a good day, everyone. Yeah. just have a good day. You can do one thing for me today, guys. Just have a good day.
Oh, that is so sweet. See, guys, that is so sweet. Oh, I just want to give you a hug right now. I just want to give you a virtual hug. I just gave you a virtual hug. Now, listen, you guys, listen to his music. He is on all major streaming platforms. I love the song Arizona. I feel like I'm drinking tea. I feel like I'm drinking iced tea, y'all. It's just like he's just giving us iced tea around here. Arizona iced tea, it's just like, wow. Listen, y'all, have a glass of Arizona iced tea. And I'm talking about his music. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, y'all heard it first from Mama on Fierce Female Network. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a pure joy.
Thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome, you guys. Now, listen, y'all have a great afternoon. I'm going to be back later on. There's more music for you guys to hear later on.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. She's fierce. That girl from a West Side girl to a